time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Ali is not here this week, so it's just me and you. It's been a minute since we've done a one-on-one, but shit, ain't no better time than the present. You know what I mean? What's going on? How y'all doing? You know, good. Word? Okay. That's what's up. Look at that. That was interactive. That was us talking to each other and shit. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're lending your ear. You know, we here, man. Same old out here. Living life, you know, trying to make the most of this shit. It's fucking extremely cold now in New York City. I don't want to say extremely, but we turned the corner. We turned the corner. We went from the little 50s to like to the 30s now, 40s and 30s. Shit was snowing a little bit today. No exaggeration. It was snowing. It was sparse. It was a sparse snow, but it was just letting you know it can snow. Reminded you, listen, this is November, and you're going to respect me like you used to respect November's past. This ain't no, you know, global warming November, nigga. I got the chill. You know what I mean? I got the chill. It was like, oh shit, it's serious out here. Let me get my big coat. You know, let me get my big coat together. Don't do all these little dainty jackets. Don't do that. No windbreaker. That windbreaker is broken down. Don't do that shit. And hope that. And if it rain with this wind that's growing on, hope that your umbrella, the structure, the bone structure on your umbrella is brolic enough to survive these gale force winds, you know? Prayers to the people in Jamaica. I meant to shout them out or, you know, send thoughts and prayers to Jamaica, 2 weeks ago with the whole Melissa thing, man. That's one of my favorite places to visit. You know, I got a lot of good Jamaican friends and all of that. And, you know, I've been trying to figure out curry chicken forever. Not that it's reduced to all of that, but you know, yeah, I definitely want to send my thoughts and prayers out there. Nah, for sure. And that's a little after the fact, but hopefully the rebuilding will be swift and better, you know? Ah, shit. So what's going on, man? Mandami. Ooh, Mandami. Mandami, remember that? Okay. Mandami, is it mine or is it mom? I thought I was fully confident in my pronunciation. I want to say it's Mandami. I'm going to look it up. But yeah, Mandami is our new mayor-elect, the new New York City mayor. He won. He did it. He made it happen. The rollout worked out. Shit is spectacular. Shit is spectacular. It was a moment. I was at the crib. I voted. I did the early vote. Early. I didn't want to get caught up in all of that voter traffic. So I did the early thing. Got my sticker. Got about 3 pens. You know, the poll workers. Hey, yo. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the poll workers, one of the poll workers see me take like three pens. You know, I just helped myself. I wasn't even like apologetic about it. Listen, I'm doing my civic duty and I'm taking some pens because I'm a pen hoarder. I got mad pens. If I'm going out to eat and the spot was fly or the meal was particularly pricey and I'm signing that check, I'm taking that pen. That pen is part of my gratuity. You know what I mean? But we'll talk more about that as well. But yeah, I took a few pens. I got my stick. I voted early, got my civic duty done. So on election night, you know, last week, after me and Young Lambert wrapped up the podcast or whatever, the election results just came faster than what you expected. I thought it was going to go a little, at least deep into the night, that shit, I feel like about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Well, now it had to be post 9 o'clock because that's when the polls closed, I want to say. But anyway, it was fairly early, and they were just like, yeah, he's the new mayor. It's very decisive. And then I wound up watching the acceptance speech on New York One. I cut the cord at least 5 years ago, and I really have no regrets about not having cable anymore because, you know, you could do the whole thing with the apps and everything like that. But my only thing that I really miss is New York One. And throughout all of this election season, New York One's YouTube goes live quite a bit. So it was like kind of having, you know, New York One again. So I, when I was washing my dishes, I had the New York One on the iPad, you know, and I'm washing the dishes, and I'm watching Mondami's acceptance speech, and that man was talking cash shit. It was spicy. I like that shit. He was talking fucking big shit, you know. What'd he say? Governor Cuomo, I wish you well in private life. But I never would have to say your name again. I wish you well in private life is, man, that is very shady. That shit was funny. And he said, Trump, I know you're watching. Turn the volume up. I got four words. Turn the volume up. I thought he was going to be like, suck my motherfucking dick. Nah, I thought that's what he was going to say. But you know, nah, that nigga had to be wild. But that's where politics is going now. Now everybody saying fuck this, fuck that. Like, politics is definitely getting way more explicit now. It ain't too many radio edit candidates no more. Like, everybody got to have a bit of an edge now if they want to penetrate and gain some momentum. But anyway, he was like, turn the volume up. I was like, all right. You know, but then I found out later that he may have been referencing a KRS song where the hook is like, I forget, something about the beast. You know, some KRS-One, you know, it was late era KRS-One. Still the teacher, but you know, late era, so I missed that. He came out to New York by Ja Rule. At first, I thought it was a misstep. I mean, it's still a banger, but you know, that was post the 50 Cent debacle when things weren't the same for Young Ja. But then, you know, Mondami and 50 Cent been having this kind of back and forth, so that might have been a lightweight troll, which I like with these new, like I said, these new politicians, especially like these new younger politicians. You know, they about that shit. You know, they mix it up. They within the culture, you know. Motherfuckers got timelines and, you know, they know the algorithm. So it's deep. It's crazy, man. I think about it. This is the first New York mayor that I'm older than. That a lot of us are older than. Because I know some of my listeners. But some of y'all might be the mayor's age. But, you know, ain't that crazy? Young man, what you doing over here? What you mayoring? Go ahead, little nigga. You just nigga motherfucker. This little motherfucker right here is the mayor. Ain't believe this shit? Little man. Oh, shit, little man. Damn, son, I was about to tell you to run to the store. But I guess not. I guess you the mayor. Salute. But yeah, man, peace to Mondami. Zoran, you know, made it happen. Eric Adams is kind of done with all of y'all. You can feel it. Eric Adams is at the... Man, listen, he's tired of you motherfuckers. He is tired of you motherfuckers, and this shit is hilarious. It's great to see. It's good TV. I seen Eric Adams beefing with Kurt, who used to do sports on Fox 5, who's now on the big desk. They was going back and forth because Kurt was trying to, I think Kurt was trying to bait him for some clicks, and it worked. But, you know, he kind of asked Eric Adams something about the transition team and, you know, what's going to happen. And, you know, and I felt like Adams actually answered the question adequately, but my man kept pressing, I think, again, trying to get them clicks up. But It got a little tense, but it was handled well. It was handled well, but it was funny. It was funny as shit. I put that on the Instagram story so y'all could see that shit, man. But yeah, man. Damn, man. Eric Bottle Service Adams, man. He about to ride off into the sunset in a gypsy cab. You know, you can't even say gypsy no more, so let me redact that. Maybe even an Uber. You know what I'm saying? An Uber. But yeah. That's New York politics. That's very local. New York City politics at that. That's very local. So let's get expansive, I guess. Well, I don't know. What do I want to talk about? I do. You know what? Yeah, I'm looking. I got a little list of shit that I want to talk about. So we got a little time. We're going to be hopping around. I want to say this. Transition. I want to say if you got breath in your lungs and you got out of bed today, one, you know, thank God, thank whomever you pray to, thank the universe, just be grateful for sure. You know what I mean? Like you still in the world, you still get another at bat, another crack at this thing called life. But if you don't know, like, kind of how to conquer the day, or, you know, you kind of at a loss for what can I do today? You know, what should I do? Should I sit here and watch this shit on, you know what I mean, television? Should I fall back into some of these shut-in ways? Because it's getting cold outside. It's very easy. This is shut-in weather, nigga. You won't even realize you're shut until February. You know, but, you know, it's getting cold. So, but when you think, I don't know, what I'm going to do today? I want you to pay attention to motherfucking Max B. Max B finally got out of prison this weekend. And, I mean, it is something beautiful to see. This shit is amazing, man. If you want to see a motherfucker, like, that's really tapped into freedom, tapped into being back outside, man... Max B is putting on a clinic for getting your ass outside, being in them streets, walk around, go take a walk, go there, go get something to eat, go to a game, go, you know, shit, get go, shit, man, go strike up a conversation with whomever, you know, like it. This homecoming, this shit is something. This is resonating, at least to me. I was never really super big Max B fan, like, you know, I respect the wave and all of that, but I'm not gonna front like I was a fanatic, because I think he definitely had like a fan base of like diehards, and there's records that I fucked with. I mean, I think he killed it on G's Up. That hook is crazy. You know, he's got something that he adds to these tracks, and he's got his own style and pocket, and we'll see if it's still there later on. But like just this the appreciation for freedom that you see is really, like, it really struck me, like, even more than a First Day Out freestyle. Like, that's kind of par for the course, and that's whatever, you know what I mean, because oftentimes that kind of links you back to who people remember you from, so that could almost undermine whatever growth you may have had while you were away, you know. So like to see this cat, you know, just moving around, being greeted by his people, seeing him reconnect with French Montana, and then just, you know, other younger rappers kind of just, you know, paying homage, or, you know, just showing love. It's dope. I mean, shit, it's good morale. You know, Max B, Mom Donnie, like, it's good morale in New York City. It feels good. I felt great. Like, the Wednesday after Election Day, I was like, I gotta go outside. Like, this shit, I gotta walk the streets. And I was actually going out to have lunch with a friend of mine, so I was outside. And I don't know what I expected it to be. I don't know if I thought, you know, that, like, there was gonna be camaraderie. You know, man, yeah, some more camaraderie in the world. You know, like I don't know what I expected, but New York was New York. It was the same city, but it was what it was. It felt good to be outside. And I will tell you this, I do have one regret about this whole Mom Dami win. The New York Post, they put the paper out the day after he won. And I don't know if you saw the cover of the New York Post. You know, the New York Post covers, they've been memes before they were memes. You know what I mean? Like, they could go crazy. They could go wild. They could go flagrant. It's ridiculous, right? So they put the pedal to the metal on this Zoran cover. I'm sure me and my homie, shout out to my man Will, we was laughing, thinking about, like, they probably been ideating on this for a while. They probably had a few different drafts hanging up in the office for at least a week prior, because this shit, this is rare form. So they got Mom Dami holding up the Soviet, what's that? The Sicklin, I don't know what you call it. You know the sign. The, like, the what, Russia. With the Russia joint, it's like, on your marks, get set. Marks on some, you know, communism, Marxism and socialism. But it was just crazy. It was just real over the top. And I was like, I got to get that. I got to get that shit. That's one of them. That's a token. Let me get that shit. That shit is silly. That shit is stupid. I need that. Fuck that. And I was early enough in the day to where I went down to the corner store and they were still there. You ever feel like, you wish you could talk to your younger self, your older, your former self from back in the day, you know? I had one of the moments, and it wasn't even like young me. It wasn't when I was in my teenage years or even in my single digits or even my college era. It was just me from 6 hours prior. Because what I did, I went down to the store, and sure enough, there was still some fucking papers left. I picked up the paper, looked at the paper, took a photo of the paper, and something, I said, you know what, man, I'm trying not to hoard. I'm trying not to be on no clutter shit. I don't even really fucking want to give the New York Post no money. It's $2, but I don't give the New York Post no money. You know what I mean? Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm about to jump on the train, so then it's like, I don't, if I'm going to have it, I don't want to crease it up and all of this other shit. So I go down, chop it up. Me and Will chopping it up. We're talking about how, you know, how crazy that fucking paper was. Like, damn. And I felt like I fucked up. So then we go out, try to find a paper. Papers nowhere. Nowhere to be found. That paper is sold out everywhere. So now I'm sick. Because now at the end of the day, I go home and I look on eBay. Now this was day of, so shit is soaring. This is the flip, the height of the flip. I'm not sure where the prices are now. But that fucking paper, not that I was even going to flip it, but that paper was flipping for about $85, $50, $100. And I had the shit. I had the shit. I was sick. But anyway, you live and you learn. You live and you fucking learn. And I learned the lesson. You know, it's not as bad as, well, maybe. I was going to compare it to when Jay-Z said he should have bought property in Dumbo. And he didn't. He's feeling dumb. Yeah, bro. I don't fucking know. Anyway. Ah, shit. Took a sip of this good water. What else is going on? What have I been up to? I went to the strip club this weekend. When did I go to the strip club? Sunday, on the Lord's Day, went to the strip club. Not intentionally. I ain't even mean to go to the strip club. My homie was in town. And we was all supposed to go to the Knicks game, which was crazy. It was very sudden plan. So I was like, "That's niggas trying to do that?" And that kind of fell through. So it was just like, well, I bet. Let's go watch the game at a sports bar, you know. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, you know. I'll watch the game. It was the Knicks versus the Nets. So, okay, you know, some interborough shit. And after that, you know, I don't really – you know, y'all know me. I'm a casual fan. You know what I'm saying? Especially regular season. I'm, you know. But anyways, my people. I ain't seen my people in a minute. Kick it. So plan was to meet at Goldie's Tavern, which is not too far from the Garden. So, boom. So, I'm about to go down there and get the text. Hey, yo, we going to Hoops. Instead, we over here at Hoops. So, meet us at Hoops. I'm like, what the fuck is Hoops? So, I look for Hoops. I don't see Hoops ain't coming up. And then I see it's Hoops Cabaret. I said, oh, this nigga. Because this is one of my homies. He's one. He liked the strip club. You know what I mean? I don't even want to, you know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't even put his name out. So I don't want to paint a picture like that. But the man enjoyed a little adult entertainment. You know what I mean? And I used to be a cat that loved the strip club too, particularly, you know, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? If I had to really specify, Atlanta does strip clubs right. Especially like some of the, I don't say lesser known, but like the less commercial. You know what I mean? Magic City, that's cool. That's kind of, that's the touristy. You know, or the over the top, you know, industry type of strip club. But then places like Strokers, or even shout out to Outkast, which has gotten to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dre shouted out Nicky's Club, Nicky's that used to be on was that Stewart Ave? Yeah, Club Nicky's VIP was one of them. Club Nicky's was the spot. Hell yeah, that was my college days. But I'm not a strip club dude no more. Like, I've kind of, I don't say aged out of it, but I just kind of fell back. I'm not really into the manufactured intimacy of it all. It's too transactional. You know what I mean? I know what it is. I know what's going on here. This is a sales play. This ain't real love. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really got the fucking, I don't have the, I don't want to engage in all of that. I'm not here for the bullshit. You know what I mean? Especially out the blue. Because the thing is, when you go to a strip club, I always say, if you go to a strip club, you can't go to a strip club and with the intent not to spend no money. Because you should just leave. You should just leave. It's not, you're not welcome. You know what I mean? So, damn, I'm like, shit, we doing this. We going down there. We at the strip club or whatever. And I don't stay too long because, again, I'm not really trying to spend a whole lot. But I'm trying, you know, I'm kicking in my people. But I don't want to, you know, like I said, I don't like all of the fake shit. Now, what I did notice, this is funny to me, and this is not a Red Pill podcast. I think y'all know that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't be gender-based with my shit. I try to look at humans, but we're going to be talking about women because this is a strip club. Stripping is sales. You know what I'm saying? You got to close, you know? And obviously, it's easy. It's easy if you look great. You know, that helps a lot. But there's a lot of other women in there that look great, you know? So you trying to close, you got to sell. You might have to have some personality. And it's a lot of, I'm going to just say a lot of strippers. You know, a lot of strippers, some, everybody ain't got a personality. You know what I mean? And it's like, you could see it. You could see. It's very interesting to be in a situation to where you got to be like, ah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I'm sorry. You feel bad, but I'm chilling. I can't die. Sorry. You know what I mean? Because it is what it is. And you be trying to do the small talk and all of that shit. And it don't always work. Don't always work. You know, sometimes they do they hit you with the neck massage, the rubbing on you and shit. That's some New York shit, you know, because they can't really get but so naked anyway. So it's like, I guess they try to hit you with a little bit of reflexology in that bitch. Anyway, yeah, but it was interesting. I didn't stay too long. Knicks blew the fucking Nets out, so that was cool. But what else, man? What else I've been going on? I went to Au Cheval. Went to Au Cheval. Had one of those burgers. Au Cheval is this restaurant. There's two of them. There's one in Chicago. There's one in New York. And you know, I guess I got like a bit of a hit list. You know, I try not to get caught up in the hype, the culinary hype. But I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes it definitely catches me. This shit is definitely permeating my algorithm. So, you know, I like a good burger. I went out to Red Hook Tavern for my birthday. And I really like Red Hook Tavern's burger. It's official. It's one of the not smash burgers. It's a hearty ass burger. Like, for real. Shit is good as a motherfucker. Just solid. You know, good little fries. Like, the fries are like poker chips. I don't know why you go like almost crisps. You know what I mean? They're not crisp. They got a little bit of density to them, a little thickness. You know what I mean? They nice. They good fries, good compliment, but it's just a straight up burger and fries. So Au Cheval is another one of these burger joints that's on the list amongst these other burger places. Whether it's you know, some of my favorites are like Red Hook Tavern, No One is one of my favorites, Brindle Room is one of my favorites. We go old school. JG Mellon still gets an honorable mention, and so on and so on. But Au Cheval is one of these ones that I've been seeing pop up for a while. And the thing is, it's not just a burger. Like, so it's a double cheeseburger, smash double cheeseburger. But what they do, they throw like these two thick ass slabs of bacon, and then you can get you a egg on there too. So you're going crazy. Basically, you're going crazy. And if you're going to do it, you got to do it. You're going to go. Unless you don't fuck with the pork. You know what I'm saying? If there's haram, you know, I get it. But if you eat the swine, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with the eggs and shit. Go ahead and get you some breakfast on your burger. So I got it. And then, you know, it's like, it's not a pedestrian burger. It's a couple dollars. You know what I'm saying? FYI. So I got it. And that shit was good. I can't lie. That shit was very good. I don't think I would put it in the top three. I don't think it's dethroned any of my favorites. But I'm happy that I've tried it. That shit is good as hell. I'm such a nigga. I fucking snuck a Cutwater into Au Cheval. I snuck a Cutwater into the spot in like one of them little metal water joints. That's ridiculous. I shouldn't even be living like this. But sometimes it just feel good to get over. You know what I mean? It just feel, I don't know. It's just a thrill. It is sad. I've talked about that here. I get my nip on sometimes. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. But sometimes I get my, and Nipsey Russell. But anyway, I bought a little Cutwater, and I think my waitress kind of knew what it was, and I tipped her lovely. But I had the lime margarita Cutwater with that burger, and then my waitress, she was trying to sell me on the fries. I was like, I don't know, I'm chilling because I already got fucking bacon and egg on there. But she was like, yo, we're gonna throw you the fries, don't even worry about it. I said, all right, they cooked in beef tallow. You know, I always hear that in these type of spots, beef tallow. I know it's grease, you know, beef grease, I guess, or beef whatever. Something I need to go ahead and get more informed before I'm spreading disinformation about what beef tallow is exactly. But I, you know, some type of grease. It's like what they used to fry the old school McDonald's fries in. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Fries were good. I can't even lie. So I'm off on the beef tallow fries, the burger, egg and cheese. You know what I mean? Burger, bacon, egg, and cheese, basically. And the motherfucking, the damn smuggled in Cutwater. When I tell you these Cutwaters is effective. The lime margarita Cutwater is way better than that mango shit. That mango tastes super artificial. So, yeah, that shit had me good. But anyway. It was a lot. It was a whole lot going on. I didn't even take no photo of it because it's just a little much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to do too much. I don't even want to call it food porn because I think that porn is doing the heavy lifting in that. You know what I mean? And then like food, just good food photography. It's not food porn. When I think food porn, I'm thinking like a cucumber fucking a Danish. You know what I mean? Like that's porn. But anyway. So I didn't photograph it, but shit was good than a motherfucker. I had to walk that shit off. I had to walk for a little bit because I just wouldn't have felt good about myself. You know what I mean? And it was one of them burgers that's going to give you the itis. And as I'm starting to get older, like the itis, that shit be hitting me like that dog food, nigga. I be leaning. You know what I mean? Like, it's serious. Like, that shit, if I eat a crazy meal and I'm sitting on the couch, I'll doze off like my grandfather. You know what I mean? I'll doze off. That shit is crazy to me. I got the doze off. That ain't good. But anyway, so I had that. That shit was good as hell. Also went out to this spot, Nettie's, out in Queens, soul food spot. Went out there with my fam, and shit was good. Nettie's, nice little soul food spot. It was wing night too. I think Thursday's a wing night, so they got the wings. And these aren't little. These ain't the little wings. These wings are husky. You know, these wings might be on that HGH. Some husky wings. These ain't, you know, but they good. I had some lemon pepper, some husky ass lemon pepper wings, and I had some catfish and you know, the Negro cuisine. Catfish, yams, macaroni and cheese, collard greens. Shit was fine. It was fantastic. Shout out to Nettie's. Stop past Pastry Box. I think that was the same day I did. No. That was the day. That was another day. That was the day after the election. Stop past the Pastry Box. If you haven't been in the Pastry Box, it's a black owned bakery in the East Village. What's it on? 12th? I want to say 12th between 1st and A. It's owned by a black woman who started it out in Brooklyn and it got the spot. And like she been on a bunch of lists for having one of the best chocolate chip cookies in the city. That shit is fantastic. It lives up to the hype. It's up there, you know. Yeah, it's amongst one of my favorites. I've been fucking with it. And they got them in regular size, and then they got them in the quarter pound, the QP. You know what I mean? You know, do yourself a favor. You know what I mean? Indulge. Get the QP. You know what I mean? Just for the whole shits and giggles of it all. What else, man? We on the gluttony train, right? We talking gluttony shit. It's soup season. I made a couple soups. You know, soup is cool because you could just throw anything in that bitch. Sometimes it works, sometimes it didn't. I made some Jamaican chicken soup. That shit was fire. And then the next couple days later, I tried to do some old whatever I had in the refrigerator, in the pantry. I guess old Mother Hubbard. It ain't old Mother Hubbard. I forget who made the stone soup or whatever. I tried to do some old, let's throw everything in this motherfucking pot. And that shit was, it wasn't whack, but it was disconnected. It's just a lot of different elements. It didn't all the way, it didn't coalesce as it should have. But you live and you learn. I got two things since we talking about all of these all these snacks and shit. I got my little quadrants. I got my quadrants of shit. You know what? Yeah. Got a couple things. I just went grocery shopping earlier today. And I saw this shit online. This two-ingredient biscuit mix. Basically ice cream biscuits. You know, like, if you melt ice cream, it's got butter, it's got milk, it's got all of that shit. You're supposed to just add some flour to it, and it turns into some good-ass biscuits. I seen it on the algorithms, and the shit looked interesting. And the funny thing is, you know, it's ice cream, so you could add whatever type of ice cream you want. So I said, yo, let me see about that. So I got me some rum raisin. I'm about to make some rum raisin biscuits sometime this week. And I'm going to freeze a few of them shits. I ain't going to just OD. You know what I mean? But this is how I'm living right now. Shit sound crazy. You know what I mean? We one-on-one. Listen, judge me if you want. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. But the last thing I'll do, and then we'll go talk about some TV shit and whatever, some culture shit. I guess I'm impressionable. I guess so. I'll be looking at this shit on the phone. I get off this phone. I gotta get off these social medias. But I look at things on the phone. I seen this one cat. There's this one cat that's on Instagram. I don't know exactly what his handle is. But his whole catchphrase is, stop gatekeeping this shit. This is this one cat. black dude. He'd be like, stop gatekeeping this shit. And he start talking about products that he think is crazy, blah, blah, blah. Actually, you know what? He didn't even talk about that. I'm giving him false. That wasn't even him. It was this other woman I seen, and I don't know where she was referencing. She heard it from somebody. But anyway, she was doing a car video because the car video brings out the glutton. I'm never, you know, I've turned the camera on in the car with some food, but I'll never post it. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a step. That's a big step. I'm not doing that. Respect to all those that do it. You know, I wasn't tempted, but I definitely noticed that they got the little trays that attach to your steering wheel so you can eat a meal in your car. I feel like that's just a little too far. And if you're going to do it, shit, go ahead and do it. But I just wouldn't do it on camera. It's just a little, you know, that's me. That's just a little too much. But anyway, this woman, she was trying out these Trader Joe's. You know, I don't really all the way. I'm not all in on Trader Joe's like some people. I think Trader Joe's got a crazy cult following, and I don't all the way get it. But anyway, they got these cornbread crisps, and this woman was going so fucking crazy over these cornbread crisps. I was like, let me go ahead and see what this shit is about. So I'm about to do a live action review. This is very Popcast. Shout out to Cara Monica and Coscarelli. There we go. These are some Trader Joe cornbread crisps. And when I saw the video, I was like, yo, watch these shits be sold out. And now they had them right there at the end caps. Let me crack it open. Should smell like, I guess smell like cornbread. I haven't eaten all day too, so that might affect my, I haven't eaten in a minute. I mean, it's in breakfast. That might affect my rating. Let me see what I want to all the way crunch and smack in the mic. You know what I mean? But I guess that's that ASMR they be liking. Hold on a second. I'm gonna pull to the side a bit. It ain't even that crunchy. Yeah, I ain't eat that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Hold on. Yo, I don't want to say they regular. They not bad. They not bad. It tastes like, it reminds me a little bit. Like I get the cornbread. I can taste the cornbread. I'm not sure what it reminds me of. It kind of reminds me of like a Ritz cracker. You know the Ritz crackers? You know the orange Ritz cracker? You know how, maybe not as buttery, but kind of buttery. Same kind of bite to it. You know what I mean? Not with a, because they call it a crisp. They don't feel that crispy. It's a little, like, I guess it's cornbread. So it's kind of, it's not bad. It's worth trying. $3. You check it out. You check it out. If you had them and you disagree with what I've, oh, let me, yeah. If you had them and you disagree with how I feel about it, let me know in the comments. Or if you haven't had them and you're about to have them, and go and let me know. Yeah, let's have a conversation about this shit. Cornbread crisp, Trader Joe's. That is not an ad. They did not pay for that shit. But something different. Something different to do on the mic. Shit. What else? When I wasn't outside of them streets eating all types of other bullshit, I watched a couple episodes of the Vince Staples show, season 2's back. I'm only 2 episodes in. It's cool. I like Vince Staples. I fuck with Vince Staples. I think he's mad funny. And I really like seeing, is that Vanessa Bell Calloway? I think that's Vanessa Bell Calloway. Let me make sure. I like, you know, I like what they doing. It feels like he's still kind of figuring it out. You know what I mean? Like kind of just coming to his own, throwing shit at the wall, gets a little surreal. It's weird. It's not in the same vein as like Chair Company, because the Chair Company definitely, I think, has a little bit of a linear thing. I haven't realized. Like Vince Staples shit feels like anthology. Just weirdo shit. Like, The second episode was directed by Riley Stearns, who I like a lot. I like his movie that he put out. I'm going to tell you what it is. I hate doing the Google shit and the thing. But he put out a real cool movie that I really fucked with. I think it was like a kung fu type of, what is it called? The Art of Self-Defense, I think. Yeah, that's Vanessa Bell Calloway. But yeah, it's cool. I'm going to watch the rest of the season, you know, get into that. I'm behind on a lot of things. I haven't watched since I told y'all about Chair Company. I haven't really locked in on that yet. I haven't watched any new episodes in a minute. Same thing with Task. I'm probably about 3 episodes in. It's kind of cool. I see this new Vince Gilligan show, Pluribus, came out on Apple TV. I might go ahead and get me like a month of Apple TV and check it out. Or I might wait a little bit. We'll see. Because I've been saying for at least a year I was about to go ahead and get a month of BET Plus so I could binge the Miss Pat show and Diara from Detroit, you know, shit like that. I've been saying that for a minute. But, you know, it's so much shit on television. It's very easy to kind of the shit to start feeling like email. You know what I mean? Like, it's overwhelming. There's so much shit. It's like, one, you know, I haven't even started White Power. You know what I mean? I know that just came back. I haven't started that. And then I seen Dreaming Whilst Black is back for a second season, at least in the UK. I don't know if it came to America yet, but that was a show I really fucked with. So that's something else. But, you know, we'll see. What y'all watching? Let me know. Hit me in the comments. What y'all watching? What y'all fucking with? And shit, I'm reading. I'm out here reading still, you know. Library runs and shit, watching movies from the library and reading books. I've read this Keith McNally book. What is it? I think, what is it called? I Regret Almost Everything. It's pretty good. It's like a memoir. It's about his life. I didn't really know too much about him. They call him the restaurateur that created downtown. And then when you read his book, like he's responsible, him and then his ex-wife, like amongst the two of them, they're responsible for so many fucking iconic restaurants that I've barely been in. But like Balthazar and fucking, I want to say Lucky Strike and fucking Cafe Luxembourg, maybe Pastis, maybe, I'm not sure. What's the joint that's down there? Right there on Kenmore. But like even joints like Schiller's Bar, which I forgot all about. Schiller's Bar. He said he kind of caught an L with Schiller's Bar. But Schiller's Bar was like in the Lower East Side. That was back in the Comedy on the Hump era. That shit was right on, I want to say that was on Rivington, and it was on the corner of like, what was that, Rivington and Orchard or some shit like that, like right there in the corner. So I remember I might have fell through there a couple times because we used to have Comedy on the Hump back around the way on Essex at Laugh Lounge. Shout out to Vlad. Me and Vlad used to throw that. That was the Fly Low Wednesday joint. But yeah, he's just talking about his life and just kind of how he was just putting shit together out here in the city. It was kind of crazy. And then to the same degree on some New York, you know, old school haunts and all of that, I started the Mark Ronson book, Night People. And if you were in New York, right, in the mid to late 90s, even up to the early 2000s, and you were outside, like, getting into clubs, or maybe some of these clubs was kind of chic, but getting in the club scene, or even, kind of aware of what was going on, this shit's going to bring you back. You know what I mean? It's just talking about how he broke into the, you know, to the DJ game and made a name for himself. And it just take you back. We talk about the records that he was playing and the DJs that were spinning and, you know, the promoters. And, you know, it's a real cool story. It's a real cool story. It's funny, too, because I think we may have started DJing around the same time. And obviously, I didn't stick with it. I was not that good. But it's just interesting to see how far that man went with that shit. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I'm enjoying that. That shit is really cool. I was thinking about, because it really made me think about the New York old school, not like old school, but back in the day, like I said, mid-90s, early 2000s, the club scene in New York. Like when it was really, I don't want to say still a club scene, because I'm sure there's some shit going on now that I'm just out the loop on. But like back then when I was going outside, like there was something every night, you know, Monday, go to Cheetah's, you fucking, this night is over here. You know, the whole, the thing, there's always a place, particularly the weekdays. That was the thing. That was the thing. And then the weekends was like Bridget Tunnel or whatever he used to call it. But, you know, like the weekdays was like all of the industry shit and fly shit. And I, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, I had a little PTSD from all of that. And not on some old, you know, fucking Buck 50 in the Tunnel type shit. Not that, not to that level, but like, and some of y'all could relate, especially men. Them doors used to be crazy. Sometimes you go to the spot and you might not get in. You might not get in, and you got so much confidence in your fit. You feel like you're presenting well. You know what I mean? You might not get in because you ain't got no ladies with you, or chill, or you ain't on the list, or whatever the fuck, or it was a different time, and them door people were fucking, like, ruthless. It could be downright, it could be, they could fuck your night up. You know what I'm saying? It was just at their mercy. So it was like you never fucking knew. Some days you get it and you feel like, whew, like you feel like you literally, like you got into the gates of heaven. You know what I mean? Like it was one of those. And then others, sometimes it'd be like, hold on, just hold tight. The hold tight is the worst. When they put you in the holding pattern, because that means you damn near invisible. You still hanging by the periphery of the door, the edge of the door. You might see friends of yours. And the thing about that back then was like getting in the club. Look, we ain't all the way cool. If you get in, we cool again. But like, yeah, what up? But it ain't gonna be too much because I can't. It was like co-signing for a car. Niggas was, everybody was on their own. You know what I mean? Men and women, like, oh, yo, all right. You gonna be inside? I see you inside. You know what I mean? All of that. You be like, yeah, I see you in there. Oh, yo, tell such and such about side. You know what I mean? I know I should be on the list. Let such and such know. Yeah, no doubt. I got you. Man, hoo-wee. Some days it'll be a win. Some days it'll be a walk away. That shit, man. That ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know if enough people tell that story. Everybody was, you let people tell the story. Everybody was popping bottles, and this is before popping bottles, really. This was still go to the bar, get you a beer, get you a, you know what I mean, just a drink. There's still a dance floor. It was, you know, people was in, like, it was full engagement, you know what I mean? But, yeah, sometimes it could get tricky. Sometimes you better have a plan B. Sometimes go get yourself something to eat or go to that other club. You know that other club. That other club is never as fly as the shit that's cracking. You go to the B club and you will know you in the B club. Sometimes the B club is the shadow, and I would not do that. But you know, anyway, you know, if you got fronted on at the door, let me know. Especially, I mean, fellas, I know there's quite a few fellas that got fronted on at the door. I don't know. If you're a woman and you got fronted on at the door, please let me know. Let us know in the comments. And I want to know for what happened. Share your pain. You know what I mean? This is a safe space. This is a community. But, yeah, I think that's about it, man. I did a lot of talking. You know what I mean? This shit is something. Just it's the one-on-one. But anyway, listen. Friday. This Friday, November 14th, New York Comedy Festival. New York Comedy Festival is in full effect in New York. And I will be at Comedy in Harlem, Damian Lemon and Friends, this Friday. I got a show, got some good people who's going to perform. I got my homegirl, Nikki Sunshine, hosting the event. If you know the history, Nikki Sunshine is one of the key players of D Lemon in the Morning. If you ever seen the web series D Lemon in the Morning, it was me, Nikki, and Sim, and a host of other people that popped through. But you know, that was the trio. So she's hosting. It's gonna be a Comedy in Harlem. It's gonna be a good time. Go to comedyinharlem.com. I think tickets are still available. DamianLemon.com. You know what I mean? It's gonna be one of them. So if you around, you wanna come through, come out. It should be fun. And shit. Till next week, tell a friend to tell a friend, and even an enemy, to get in the conversation. I'm out.
Hello.